This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. It's starting to look like the holidays, isn't it? How many lights have gone up in your neighborhood? I have to tell you, more popular than lights, I think, are the blow-ups. Yeah, and you know, the blow-ups look good when it's nighttime, but during the day, when they deflate the blow-ups, oh, it is an ugly sight, man. I'm telling you, it's like somebody went through the neighborhood, and maybe because I live in Blow Up City, somebody went through the neighborhood and kind of burst our bubble. That's what it looks like. And I know some of you can totally relate to that. I bet you somebody who knows all about Christmas lights, stringing them, and probably the whole blow-up phenomenon is a former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. You know, I'm a former politician. I know something about something, anything.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good.
Maybe we don't have Bob with us. Okay.
Hello. How are you?
There you are. Did you hear me mention the thing about lights and blow-ups and all that kind of stuff? Did you crawl all over the, when your kids were little, did you crawl all over the roof and put lights up?
No. My goodness, no. I paid people to do that.
I paid people to do that.
Of course. I had campaign volunteers.
Oh, that's the best. What can I do to help? You can light my house up because it looks bad if it doesn't have any lights.
I used to go wild though and put up so many lights. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and then taking them down, it's just crazy. But
yes.
I just mentioned this at the top because here we're in the middle of the holidays, and I noticed this phenomenon of more people with blow-ups all over the yard. So these giant creatures, I mean, it's crazy. And at night, sometimes it looks okay. It's decent. But then during the day, it's like someone took a pin and popped them all, and they're just laying there flattened all over the lawns.
And some people go wild. I mean, there's so many all over the place. And then they've got ones that move. They're animated.
Crazy, isn't it? Oh, absolutely crazy. I have to ask you this question. Somebody turned me on to this Leonardo DiCaprio thing that he did for Nat Geo. He did this documentary about, you know, climate change, global warming, whatever. He interviewed lots of politicians and went all over the world and whatnot. And so there's been a lot of this conversation about the Paris Treaty, about that big agreement and how historic that was for President Obama. Essentially, though, with this changeover, that can just be pretty much ripped or non-effective or whatever, right?
Oh, sure. It can be done away with in a heartbeat. Now, part of the problem with these, do you remember the Kyoto Treaty?
Yes.
You don't hear anything about that anymore.
Nope. But
the Kyoto Treaty was, you know, in Kyoto, Japan, and the entire world was in it except, of course, India, Mexico, Brazil, and another huge, China, wasn't in it. And so it's always been criticized. In fact, it had a 99-0 vote against it at one time, okay? And now this one is the agreement with the United Nations Framework Convention, they call it, on climate change. It's called UNFCCC, if I got that right. And it deals with greenhouse gas mitigation. The greenhouse gases, of course, we had our own, you know, round here. And then, remember, part of that was found unconstitutional by the Supreme Court.
Yep. Yep.
But these are 195 countries negotiated this, and so it was large, it was extensive, and they signed the treaty. So 115 countries have ratified it out of the 195 that started it. So, you know, that's the basic bottom line of it, and it's kind of, I guess you call almost a universal, you know, treaty, but there are some that aren't in it. But it's got to be determined about the contributions nationally and the limits of how much they put in. So you're going to have people forgetting whether climate control is real or not. I mean, because, you know, we do have climate issues. But what's going to happen is about how do you finance it, who's going to lose, the loss, damage. So there's a lot of people that say it's just not something that's, you know, in our best interest. But the European Union and its member states are in it, you know, and they, I mean, a lot of people have ratified it. So there's a lot of generic talk, though, Kate, you know, well, we're against it if you're conservative or for it if you're liberal. And I don't think it should be necessarily looked like, you know, looked at it that way. But Trump can do away with it in 10 seconds.
Yeah, which is what I would assume, especially given the fact that, you know, you've got a full deck Republican-wise anyway. There's not going to be necessarily a lot of people jumping on him for that. One thing that people are all over Trump about, though, was this conversation with the... you know, with the head of Taiwan, and now the Wall Street Journal is saying that Bob Dole arranged the phone call between the Taiwan president and Donald Trump. What's going on here? That's crazy.
Well, yeah, but you know, Trump's going to win with the public. He's going to win with the public. He's not going to win with the media, because in general, remember, so two things. First of all, a few months ago, maybe two or three, President Obama went over there, and I showed a clip on Facebook just to remind people. They made him go out the back of the plane, and then the Chinese representative stood there with the president's staffer saying, this is our country. We'll do what we want. It's our country, you know, just because they wouldn't pull out the red carpet. They wouldn't let the president get off the front of the plane the way they had it arranged. Wouldn't bring the steps out. People, you know, kind of remember that, and it was such a slap at President Obama that, you know, he took it well, but it was a slap at him. Number two, there's a ton of people for years have waited for a move with what, you know, Trump did with the phone call. Can I share one experience real quick?
Yeah, do it.
You ever heard of Gulong Fong?
Gulong Fong, no.
Okay, it's a group. They do exercise.
Mm-hmm.
China goes crazy over these exercises. They hate it. It's against their government. It's going to destroy their government. They wanted to put up a bunch of pictures in the Rayburn Foyer, and this chairman of the House Administration, I actually, believe it or not, had to approve anything you put up there. So my staff brought these pictures in. This group wanted to put them up. They had somebody from Ohio representing the group, and I said, sure. The Chinese government came to my office, sat in my office, and said, this is an affront to the Chinese government. We don't want those pictures up. We want them taken down in the Rayburn office foyer in the Capitol. And I looked at them, and I said, what's wrong with them? They said, this is against our government. I said, pictures of people exercising. So I said, we're going to leave them up. They looked at me, Kate, and they said, how could you do this? I said, it's called democracy. I said, it's time to leave. And I asked them to leave my office. This actually happened to me. They,
wow.
They get paranoid over what they want. So I think, just using an example, they only understand pressure. And yes, this is a diplomatic, you know, breach of sorts. And I think the, you know, conservatives are, you know, some people like Bob Dole, who's not really a big conservative, they were behind this. They've been waiting. They planned this before the election, by the way, if he won to do this.
Right, right.
But I think with the people, they're so anti-Chinese government, not anti-Chinese people, I'm not sure this is going to have a big effect against Trump, especially in lieu of what they did to President Obama when he was there. I'm just giving the other side to it.
Right. So probably not. Wow, this is going to be
wild.
But it's
a breach of protocol.
Yeah, it is a breach. It'll be wild to watch this whole thing unfold once he officially takes office. Bob Nay.
Different times.
Yeah,
different
times. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Wow, great story that Bob shared there. Coming back on the flip side, what is rolling out of Washington, D.C.? We'll talk about it next here on America Tonight with Megan Barth.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Always a pleasure to welcome to this show Megan Barth. She is the founder of ReaganBaby.com. You see her all over the place. She's a political commentator, certainly, and a women's advocate. And we thought it'd be fun to bring Megan on to talk about the feds opening this investigation into voter fraud in Nevada. Hey, Megan, so we haven't heard a lot of screaming and up and down jumping around over this one, have we?
Because Jill Stein isn't leading the scam effort that she's leading in other states in the Rust Belt, hoping to overturn electors, as well as I don't really know what her plans are to do with the Rust Belt states. But I can tell you, based on firsthand information that was given to me by a candidate who lost in his district in Nevada, we have widespread fraud going on in Nevada. And when you look at what happened in the presidential election, Donald Trump only lost by 26,000 votes in the state. And when I heard that and saw where the numbers were, I just simply knew it was fraud. And voter fraud takes a variety of many forms. But what was presented to me by a losing candidate, literally, I had to come forward through NewsmaxTV.Vegas. And because of our expose, the FBI met with the candidate, Stan Vaughn, who lost, and collected his evidence. And, Kate, can let me just tell you what this evidence is, okay, because...
Yeah, I was going to ask it, yeah.
Yeah, it'll blow your mind. So the background is Stan Vaughn was an assembly candidate in Assembly 15 here in Nevada. He has a 196 IQ. He's been world chess champion since 1994. He has done investigations related to crypto analysis. He's an expert in understanding patterns, statistics, and all of the analysis that comes out of that. Well, he also happened to work for the post office at one time in his life. And this is where it gets very interesting. Because unlike every other candidate I have ever worked with or have seen, they normally do bulk mailers to all of their constituents that are on the active voter rolls.
Right.
Stan did something a little different. Stan walked his entire precinct based on the walking list provided to him by the county, and he had 400 volunteers. When they saw an abnormality with an address or a person, or if there was a parcel that did not have a mail receptacle, they would mark that down on the sheet given to them by the county, and then they would go back to Stan's house, and they would self-address a stamped envelope and mail it first class through the U.S. mail. Now, they sent out over 10,000 hand-addressed stamped pieces of first-class mail. They received, and these are from the active voter list, so this means these voters voted in the last election.
Right.
9,200 out of the 10,000 were returned by the U.S. Postal Service with a yellow label on them saying why it was returned. Now, many of these returns were based on the fact that the people were deceased, there was no residence or mail parcel, there was a vacant lot, they had moved out of the assembly district, no forwarding address given, and did you know we had Edward Snowden registered on Boulder Highway in Nevada?
That's crazy.
We also had Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and the list goes on and on. So in a district the size of Assembly District 15, where only 17,000 people voted, 10,000 or 9,200 of these people from the voter rolls were simply, like I said, deceased or basically ineligible. They were false registrations. So
right.
What does this mean?
Yeah.
So what does this mean? Stan took 200 of those returned envelopes and compared them to the voting rolls from this last election and found out of 200, 185 of these false registrants voted.
Wow.
And it gets worse. So Stan, being the genius that he is, had downloaded all of the daily reports from early voting. Now, early voting was about 50% statewide total. There was a lot of people that came out and early voted. But in his district, the last 2 days, based on the printout and the sheets from the county, 2,000 people voted in the last 2 days. But mysteriously, 3,100 people in those same 2 days voted for Democrats.
Wow.
So we had 135% voter turnout with 100% going to Democrats, according to county data. And we had just the votes simply disappear out of independents and the independent Americans that were registered. There was zero independents, nonpartisans, libertarians, or independent Americans or third parties, which defies logic. Over those last 2 days of early voting. So he found all of these discrepancies and absolute statistical abnormalities as well as impossibilities and presented me with this evidence. And thereby I took it to Newsmax TV Vegas. They did an interview, which you can find on ReaganBaby.com as well as NewsmaxTV.Vegas. And that interview inspired the FBI as well as other losing candidates across the state to meet with Stan as well as their lawyers.
Well, I mean, it's shocking. And obviously, if you want to talk about here's the evidence, that's pretty darn hardcore for me. And I would say no matter what, if you look at that at face value, you can shake that up any way you want. But that makes me wonder about so many other areas. And, of course, we have a new administration coming in. Let's see something done. Let's see some kind of investigation.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. So he's in Assembly District 15, and this massive amount of fraud happened in Assembly District 15. We have 42 assembly districts. I believe that this is a template that was used widespread throughout the state in order to shift the vote towards Hillary Clinton, whether through false registrations, illegal voting. We have, obviously, dead people voting here based on Stan Vaughn's findings. as well as we have a system, a printout provided by the county, which seems manipulated. Now, like you said, at face value, all of this would be cause for an investigation, but our Secretary of State, who is supposedly a Republican, ignored his complaint at her office and kicked it down to the county level, which we know Clark County, Nevada, is one of the most corrupt counties in the state, as well as the country. It's Harry Reid's backyard.
Yeah.
So we are asking for an independent audit and an investigation done by the Attorney General of the United States, or at least put pressure on our Attorney General, Adam Laxalt, to open up an investigation because we simply aren't getting any response. Really, even from the national media. So I'm really glad you had me on tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's shocking, Megan. You and I have talked now for at least a year or so about some of unbelievable things that have happened in this leading up to this election. But to me, with what you just said, and again, with such incredible evidence, it is so, I shouldn't say it's surprising, but it's so shocking that nothing has happened here. And I would tell people that are listening, let's jump up on this. Let's send notes. Let's send letters. Let's email. Let's call. Because when you call, sometimes something happens. Let's shake things up.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if this is happening in Nevada, I know that this template is also being used elsewhere. I mean, we look at North Carolina, and Alley Pack just came out today. North Carolina was just given to the Democrats by only 10,000 votes. And what you see is them stacking the voter rolls with false registrations. Specifically in Nevada, we had an illegal alien by the name of Astrid Silva, who works for a George Soros Foundation, Plan Nevada. She was tapped by the DNC to get out the vote. And I'm thinking, how can an illegal alien register voters? I mean, and if that's legal, why is it legal? So the Democrats have manipulated this electoral process and have damaged the integrity of the electoral process by a variety of ways. And like I said, there's many aspects to voter fraud. The DNC was caught committing voter fraud by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, whereby they interviewed a man by the name of Vogel who said, we've been busting people into precincts for years, 50 no. years, and we aren't going to stop now. And we had that same complaint lodged to us here, too, in Las Vegas by a bus driver who was one of the seven buses who bussed people in from L.A. to vote in the Vegas, Nevada election.
Wow. Absolutely crazy. Megan, thanks so much. Go to ReaganBaby.com and check out that interview, and let's do something about this. Appreciate your time.
There is a call to action, and I appreciate you giving me time. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thanks, Megan. I mean, just again, as to Megan's point, where, if this is happening there and you've seen the evidence line up, go check her out. Go check out what she's saying. It's there. I've looked myself. And can you imagine, because we can't be naive about this, right, how many other or how much other voter fraud is there out there? Hang with us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
Accusations that are being volleyed around, if you think about it, from Jill Stein and the recount thing and all of that, it's absolutely crazy when you have something hardcore that you can fact check, that you know that it's there, that it's not, bogus. And if you look at this District 15 and Stan Vaughn, who had actual proof of the fraud, which you could check, verifiable, I'm agreeing with Megan. You know, there should be more there. There should be somebody who would jump all over this. And sure enough, with the information being brought to her, she's trying to do just that. I mean, look, we got lawsuits, we have these studies, we got all this kind of stuff that is happening, and all these accusations about fraud. And, you know, it's interesting, over the weekend. I call it the Sunday swirl. You had George Stephanopoulos, who grilled Mike Pence on Trump's voter fraud claim, is what he said. He said, why is it refreshing to make false statements? That was on, you know, the show that's called This Week. And asked him, is it responsible for a president-elect to make those kind of moves? And Pence repeatedly supported Trump and cited a Pew Research study that found that voter registration systems needed to be updated. But Stephanopoulos countered by continually saying that there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. You know, and it's Mike Pence eventually, I think, got wrapped up into the conversation and frustrated and said, you know, look, what is historic here is that our president-elect won 30 to 50 states. He won more counties than any candidate on our side since Ronald Reagan. And Stephanopoulos kept up on that questioning and said he was not questioning Trump's victory, but asking if Pence believes it's Trump's right to make false statements. And Pence, you know, said, look, it's his right to express his opinion as president-elect. And he just would not stop that. And then you look at Reince Priebus, who was on Face the Nation. He's, of course, the incoming White House chief of staff and former director of the RNC. And he said it's possible Ms. People voted illegally and said that false votes are all over the map. And this is what we heard from Megan there about false voting, wrong names. Now, has there been voter fraud and problems that with voting? I mean, I think always. But when you're talking about spread enough where you're talking about 10,000 votes here or there, that is incredibly significant. I mean, just absolutely incredibly significant, I think, and really shouldn't be just tossed away like it's like it means nothing. I said this before. How is it that it's like we're in this banana republic, but we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth with incredible technology advancements, and perhaps those advancements are a problem. Perhaps. In the meantime, as this whole issue, there is no pacifying it. It's just exploding in different directions. As this whole issue about what was fair and what was foul emerges, I almost fell out of my chair today when I saw something about Joe Biden and a big headline that said, I'm going to run in 2020. So someone's got to tell Biden, you know, I'm not an ageist, so I don't discriminate against age. From the time I was a kid, look, my favorite people are my great-grandparents. But he's 74 years old. He says he's going to run in 2020 for president. He said, and then he said he wasn't committed to anything. And he said, you know, I've learned a long time ago that fate has a wild way of intervening. He ran for president in 88 and 2008. And then he said he had regrets about not entering the race, but it was the right decision for his family because of the sad passing of his very close son, Beau, who died of cancer. I mean, so I think this is it. I just can't imagine that running again. I don't think so. I mean, yeah, who's going to be, who's the running mate? Doesn't make any sense. I mean, are you kidding me? No way. But Uncle Joe, as some people call him, just had to get that one last push in there, you know. And listen, I'm not anti-Biden, but it's just, yeah, the ridiculous talk, push it aside. Come on. Come on. In the meantime, Donald Trump does not care about threats. We know that. He responds through the miracle of Twitter. Some would say too much, and especially the time when he tweets. But the biggest chunk lately that's been taken out of Donald Trump is his threats to use taxes as retribution against companies that move jobs overseas. And the question becomes, is it even legal? Now, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy decided to hold court with reporters on Monday. He argued that changing the tax code is the way to entice companies to create jobs and keep them in the U.S., that there's other ways to achieve what the president-elect is talking about. He said, I don't want to get into some kind of a trade war. And putting those kinds of tariffs, like the ones the president-elect is proposing, where it had no support in the Senate, and there was no push to try to reenact it, or wouldn't be. But it was a series of tweets over the weekend that Trump pumped out where he said, any business that leaves our country for another country fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in the other country, and then thinks it will sell its products back to the U.S. without retribution or consequence is wrong. Wrong. And, you know, this is what he has been saying. But some Republicans are a little bit nervous about this because it contradicts free market pro-trade conversation. And that's the kind of stuff that you hear from Vice President-elect Mike Pence, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So neither one of them, they must be cringing, they cannot be on board with that. But this was a campaign promise. You know, so voters helped him win in Democratic places mostly, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, because they had a manufacturing sector. He's saying a 35% tax for the companies wanting to sell their products, cars, or tariffs, because that's what would it be, AC units, that kind of stuff, back across the border. And he said, please be forewarned, you're making an expensive mistake. Will tax cuts, deregulation, that kind of stuff, make America great again? Tariff. Of course, it's devastating. It's devastating to businesses. So I think it's time for a bigger debate on free markets and trade. Sure, why not? Now, remember, we saw what happened with Carrier and them keeping the 800 furnace, you know, the 800 jobs, rather, in Indianapolis instead of sending them to Mexico, as they're planning on doing that. But they still plan to send other jobs, coil making, line workers, to Mexico, so they could get slapped with tariffs. It's going to be intriguing, like we keep saying, to see how this all shakes out. Think about this. In 2009, the Obama administration imposed restrictions on Chinese tires. So what did they do to respond? They hit restrictions on U.S. poultry products, in particular chicken feet, which, of course, is a Chinese delicacy that we exported a lot of. Other presidents have done this. So he would not be the first guy to do it. He would not be the first guy to enact it, see if there's any kind of a pushback. So a 35% tax, what would the tax do? Some argue that, well, wait a second, this tax could hurt lower income families. And that's what we're seeing from the Democrats. Who's it going to hurt the most? I think that this is something that was discussed about so much, there has to be a way to figure this out. I mean, didn't you think we probably would win the trade war? How much does Mexico, China depend on the U.S.? What would happen to their prosperity if we took a hard line? I'm just saying. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Certainly you can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Buzzworthy, I'm going to tell you, as we round the final corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy, happy. Do you have those deflatables all over your neighborhood? I'm just thinking. I got a ton of them on mine. Ton of them in my neighborhood. It's crazy. And then lights. I like lights. I like when people put up, you know, just the right amount of lights. I sort of have a Jackson Pollock person in my neighborhood where the lights are just schizophrenic. They're all over. It does look like a painting. Kind of cool. And the house right next to it, very elegant, just outlining in white lights. It's called Contrast Baby, right? It's about contrast. All right, let's go to Everett in the great state of Washington. Hey, Everett, how about your Huskies?
Oh, I know. They're doing good.
That's awesome. Are you kidding? They're in the final four teams. They could win a national title.
I know, but they're playing Alabama.
I know. But hey, they got there. They got there. They who's to say? You know what? The wrong thing happens. The right breaks. Yeah, crazy things happen.
Could be the upset of the year.
It would be. They would make the cover of Sports Illustrated. That'd be huge.
Of course, next year the Raiders are going to the Super Bowl, you know. We're going to beat Kansas City this Thursday and just take it to them.
They could be. The Raiders are a fun team to watch. If not this time, could be next time.
Yeah. Too bad about your Eagles, though.
They're terrible. Terrible with a capital T. It's like, remember they used to put bags over their heads to watch the Saints back in the Papa Manning days? Yeah. They could do the same thing in Philly. They really, it's the land of brotherly shove when it comes to this team, yes.
Well, at least those snowballs at Santa Claus. That's so bad.
That's just a rumor.
Yeah. Good thing it was just snowballs. Could have been cheesecake.
Steaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, I think Trump is going to do okay. Put the fuel to the fire and make these other countries suffer a little bit.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you because it's ridiculous. There has to be a way to manipulate that. So if it is a tariff and if somehow it bites us back enough, well, then that means negotiating. Sometimes you do something drastic to get to the compromise that's much better. So maybe that's what it ends up being. I'm not sure because I don't know for sure the reaction. I can look at my crystal ball, but I don't think we can keep drilling down that same path. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's why we put him in there. What do we got to lose?
Yeah. And that's the thought, that okay, nothing different is going to happen unless we shake something up.
That's right. Oh, you're really going to hate me. I'm sitting here eating hot apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
There's the key. Hot apple pie. I hate it when people just eat it plain, like out of the refrigerator, or just leave it room temperature. I'm like, are you kidding me? You have to heat that up and do it a la mode. Of course.
Oh, yeah. It's Tillamook, but, you know, it's not Dreyer's, but...
You know what? You only live one time. What did some of my friend tell me? Eat the cake, eat the pie once in a while. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We only live one time. So it can't be all carrots and broccoli every day. So bravo. I do hate you. That sounds so good. Everett, thanks for the call. All right, so you heard E's sentiment. And it's true. I mean, this is how we are where we are right now. So for all the complainers and, as one of my friends would say, energy drainers, then you should have done something about it. I mean, how much time do you have to do, be in politics before a whole lot of nothing gets the little people, and I'm saying the little people, which I am the little people too, gets us infuriated. And we were beyond infuriated. So, again, it may be that, okay, 35 tariffs, who does that hurt, whatever. If that does start to be so ridiculously crippling, then it's the art of the compromise. You do not get to the compromise often if you do not go out onto the ledge. And trust me, I have tested this theory, and it is true. If you constantly just consistently do the same thing over and over again, what do they say? It's the definition of insanity. And personally, I agree with that. So, rock and roll. Let's shake this thing and let's see what happens. All right, these are your quick hits for you. Talking about voter fraud and recounts and all that, Florida voters have filed a lawsuit for an election recount. Haven't we been down this road before with Florida? You know, I'm going there in a couple of weeks. I'm just going to walk around with a big sign, a sandwich board, you know. Give me a break. Hanging chads are over with. It's done with. But three Central Florida voters are mounting a bid, unlikely, to overturn the presidential election. They want a hand recount of every paper ballot in Florida at the expense of the defendants, which include Donald Trump, Governor Rick Scott, and 29 Republican electors from Florida. Not happening. So not buzzworthy. Buzzworthy now, but it's not going to lead to anything. All right, bummer, if you were waiting for a chunk of money from the government, your money, by the way, some IRS refunds are going to be delayed, they say, until mid-February. Wow. It was a congressionally approved change that was pretty much aimed at battling tax refund fraud and identity theft, because there's some of that, and the IRS has to hold them until February 15th for the other Americans who can claim the earned income tax credit or the additional child tax credit. So anybody that is used to getting an early refund, that might be a jolt to you, because, you know, people count on that. They just include it because they know they're right. They know they've done the taxes right, and they're waiting for it. But it's that's so it's not happening. If you're one of those people, that's the scoop. All right, this may be one of the saddest stories ever. I can't even look at a picture of this guy anymore. I've seen him on the tube so much when I'm floating around. This Georgia father who was found guilty last month for the 2014 death of his son in a hot car, sentenced, by the way, to life in prison without the possibility of parole, plus 32 years on Monday. A judge handed that down. Justin Ross Harris was indicted on 8 counts in connection with what happened in June of 2014, the heat stroke of death of his 22-year-old son, Cooper. I know accidents happen. I can't go there, though, with you. I think the judge did the right thing. I think prosecutors argued right. He had to have known that this kid was sweltering in his SUV for about 7 hours. I mean, look, he drove less than 2 minutes to work after strapping him into the car when they finished breakfast at Chick-fil-A. Do I think he intentionally wanted to see his son die? I don't think that. But this kid is defenseless. He's your baby, your flesh and blood. So give me a break with that. It's one of the saddest stories ever. There is no coming back from this. How damaging is this to how many people connected to this family? Crazy. Jeff Bezos pretty much is going to take over the world, I've just decided. He just opened a grocery store now without a checkout line. Oh, those are frustrating. Self-serve? So anyway, they're testing this grocery store in downtown Seattle. Maybe Everett can go there. It lets customers walk in, grab food from the shelves, walk out again without having to stand in the checkout line. They tap their cell phones on a turnstile as they walk into the store. It logs them into the network, connects them to their Amazon Prime account, I'm laughing, through an app. It's called Amazon Go. If it uses machines, learning sensors and artificial intelligence to track what they pick up. They're then added to the virtual cart on their app. If they pick up an item they later decide they don't want, putting it back on the shelf, it removes it from their cart. So we can tell that with the sensors. That makes sense to me. They call it walkout technology. I can see some problems with this already. What happens if people walk in and just grab what they want? How do you stop that? I'm sure they've thought of it, but I have not been able to find anything that shows that. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show, America Tonight. See ya.
Now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.